Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. Well, that's alright because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. Well, that's alright because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie.
I can't tell you what it really is. I can only tell you what it feels like. And right now it's a steel knife in my windpipe. I can't breathe, but I still fight. Well, I can fight. As long as the wrong feels right, it's like I'm in flight. High off of love, drunk from my hate. It's like I'm huffing pain. I love her, the more I suffer, I suffocate. Right before I'm about to drown, she resuscitates me. She f***ing hates me, and I love it. Wait, where you going? I'm leaving you. No, you ain't come back. We're running right back. Here we go again. It's so insane, cause when it's going good, it's going great. I'm Superman with the wind in his back. She's lowest lane, but when it's bad, it's awful. I feel so ashamed. I snap, who's that dude? I don't even know his name. I laid hands on him. I never stoop so low again. I guess I don't know my own strength.
Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. Well, that's alright, because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. Well, that's alright, because I love. I love the way you lie.
You ever love somebody so much you can barely breathe when you're with them? You meet and neither one of you even know it hit them. Got that warm fuzzy feeling, yeah, them chills used to get them. Now you're getting sick of looking at them. You swore you'd never hit them, never do nothing to hurt them. Now you're in each other's face, spewing venom in your words when you spit them. You push, pull each other's hair, scratch, claw, pit them, throw them down, pin them. So lost in the moments when you're in them, it's the face that the it controls you both. So they say it best to go your separate ways. Guess if they don't know you, cause today, that was yesterday. Yesterday is over, it's a different day. Sound like broken records playing over, but you promised them. Next time you'll show restraint. You don't get another chance. Life is no Nintendo game, but you lied again. Now you get to watch her leave out the window. Guess that's why they call it window pane.
Just gonna stay.
I know we said things, did things that we didn't mean. Then we fall back into the same patterns, same routine. But your temper's just as bad as mine is. You're the same as me when it comes to love, you're just as blinded. Baby, please come back, it wasn't you. Baby, it was me. Maybe our relationship isn't as crazy as it seems. Maybe that's what happens when a tornado meets a volcano. All I know is I love you too much to walk away though. Come inside, pick up your bags off the sidewalk. Don't you hear sincerity in my voice when I talk? Told you this is my fault. I'ma tie it to the bed and set this house on fire.
I'm just gonna stand there and watch me burn. Well, that's alright because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. Well, that's alright because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie.
There they are, the toxic duo, somebody said on chat. That's Rihanna and Eminem.
Why are they toxic?
I don't know. I guess they're both just a-holes in relationships, probably. I don't know. I like that Rihanna, though. She's all right.
She's good.
Yeah.
Good voice.
Yeah. I don't know. Weird name, though, Rihanna. It sounds too much like gonorrhea to me. And Eminem. Good old Eminem.
Legendary.
He's good.
He's great.
Yeah. Got a new
he's
album.
Coming up with some new stuff. It's good.
Yep. And before that, we had Meatloaf and Cher. Pretty good tune. Never really hear that one. It's from Dead. It's called Dead Ringer. It's from his album Dead Ringer from 1981, which was after Meatloaf had Bat Outta Hell. He went on tour. He lost his voice. He did a ton of drugs. And he really didn't have his voice in that album. It's kind of like forced.
Is he still around?
Yeah. Meatloaf? No, Meatloaf's dead.
Easy.
Yeah. Yeah. He was pretty awesome, though. I wish I had seen him. I never saw him live. He would have been a good concert to see live. Just always... always like way over the top, you know.
Yeah.
He was like Elvis, just always like sweating by the end, and
right.
just a mess by the end of the concert, you know.
Beauty and the Beast, right?
Yeah. And Beauty and the Beast, and
the music video
for the Dead Ringer with Cher is like that.
It's basically
him as like the Beauty, the Beast rather, and then he's got a girl and he's singing the Rock and Roll with You there. Pretty good. I don't know about that one. What do you guys think? I like to do two songs that I know I like, but I also know they're hard to pick. So I never really
pick before I play
them. They're very different, and they're, of course, different ages. You know, I mean, the Eminem one is 30 years later.
I think the obvious choice for me would be the Eminem Rihanna, but I like that Meatloaf joint.
Pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. Pretty good. What do you think, George?
I'm going to go with Meatloaf.
Are you?
Yeah.
You got Cher in there too, which is pretty good. Yeah, you know.
I mean, you know, I never heard that one. It reminds me a lot of like the tune from Rocky Horror.
It does. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That hot patootie, bless my soul. Great one.
It's got a little bit of that going. It's a very musical theater sound. Yeah.
Yeah. This Jim Steinman wrote most of his songs, and he was very theatrical.
Yeah.
And that's what was great about Meatloaf and this writer, Jim Steinman, too. And I guess he tried to do his own album with like his songs that were written, and everybody's like, hey, great lyrics, but the guy just doesn't have a voice. And that's what happened. Jim Steinman came out with like one album, but he meant to have it for Meatloaf.
Yep.
And Meatloaf was doing his drugs and he was on tour, so Jim Steinman's like, I'm going to put out an album, and it just didn't work for him. You know, nobody remembers him other than being a good writer. So you going Meatloaf?
I'm going Meatloaf.
You're going
Meatloaf too, right?
I'm going to make it a triple there. I like that Meatloaf, plus adding Cher in there. And you don't think of Cher really as a rock and roller, especially a little later on.
She's a good collaborator, though.
Yeah, she is a good collaborator.
So too, right?
I wish she had collaborated a little bit more, because you just think of her kind of as a diva like later on in life, and you just think Cher and that's it, like a Madonna. You know, it's like Madonna doesn't play with anybody. She just kind of does her thing, you know, and Cher kind of did her thing. But early on, she had Sonny and Cher. Yeah. And then, you know, she kind of finding her way around the 80s there with Meatloaf. Pretty good. So we got three for Meatloaf versus Cher. You want to vote Eminem, Rihanna, Meatloaf, and Cher. And that Eminem, Rihanna song, great tune. I think Rihanna's gorgeous. She's just weird looking. Like she's
weirdly like good looking.
Yeah, she's
very, very exotic.
Very exotic.
Yeah.
That's the word for it. I like a nice exotic woman, I
Me
think.
Too.
Yeah.
All right, guys. All right.
And Meatloaf, of course, exotic. When you think Meatloaf, you think sweaty.
I think about ham.
Yeah, you think about a ham.
Yeah. I think of sweat too. Actually,
I think of sweat. I think, oh my god, his ass must stink.
Right,
that's what I think. I'm like, oh my god, I do not want to share a hotel room. I do not want to share the hotel room with Meatloaf.
No.
You don't want to be sharing, you know, a hotel bathroom with Meatloaf. That's my opinion. Round seven, La Danse tune. So this is going to get a little French for the next round here. La Danse tune. It's going to be Chic versus Prince. It's going to be Le Freak versus Le Grind here on the Friday Night Fights. This is round seven. My name is Chris, and George and Kyle are with me until 8 p.m. Put in your votes at WMFO.org, the DJ chat, or you can call in if you like, or just shout up from the window outside like you're, Tiny Tim. Right. Who is the guy that shouts outside during Christmas Carol? It's just some guy.
It's like the newsboy or something, right?
Yeah.
What day is this?
You boy. What day is this?
Yeah.
It is Christmas Day, sir.
Just random child on the street. I don't know how they cast him.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun? That's a good role to have, actually.
Oh, it's the best line in the whole.
Yeah. I appeared in a Christmas Carol. And who were you? I was the newsboy. Pretty good.
I'd do it.
Yeah. Why, it's Christmas Day, sir. we're gonna practice our deliveries. We'll all come back and do our delivery.
It's Christmas Day.
Yeah, he's getting an accent going too. All right, well, we'll come up with an English accent. Well, I'll come
You got to do an English accent. You got to. Christmas Carol or English?
Yeah, we'll do a read. We'll go to a read through. We'll do a read through for the next one, and we'll deliver our lines after this round. How's that sound? So, so if anybody's outside here at WMFO and you want to shout up to us and say, why, it's Christmas Day, sir. And put in your vote, you can. In the meantime, here is Chic or Chic. I don't know what it was. Chic. I think it was Chic.
I think it's Chic.
Is it Chic? Chic.
It's Nile Rodgers Chic.
It's Chic. It's Nile Rodgers with Chic. Chic. Not to be confused with Cheek. Because you can be like bum cheek.
You could be like
bum. Nobody calls bum a cheek anymore, do they? Does anybody say grab him right in the cheek?
Right in the cheeks? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Get him right in the cheek, I do. Kid.
Seven.
Freak out.
We're in the middle of round seven, Friday Night Fights. Here is Prince from the Black Album with Le Grind. Le Grind versus Chic Le Freak.
No.
Number 8 coming up next. That was number 7, round 7. I've been playing around with like a little introduction there, so I'm putting like little clips with numbers in there. It's working and it doesn't work at the same time. But that Prince versus Chic, those are both Chic. Am I saying it right? Chic.
Chic.
Chic. Chic. Chic. Like Chic. Like S-H-I-E-K.
Like the Iron like Chic.
The, yes. Like the Arab or Iron Chic.
Mm-hmm.
It's Arabian, isn't it? The Chic. Can a Chic be anything but Arabian? Could I be a Chic, you think? Maybe.
See, maybe.
I don't know.
You can be whatever you want.
It's true.
These days,
it's, yeah. Yeah. In 2024, you can be whatever you want. Did you know Chic is really spelled with an H at the end of it? The H is silent.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either until I just looked up Chic, and it says Chic with an H.
I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know it.
Or it could be pronounced Sheck. Oh, it's Shaq. Like Shaq? Like the big like, black guy? Yeah,
Orlando Magic,
Like Shaq.
It's like Shaq. Shaq Diesel.
Yeah. A leader in the Muslim community or organization or a big black man. Shaq. Yeah. Anyway, getting off on a tangent there. That's Chic versus, or Shaq versus Prince. Both good. What do you think?
I'm going with Shaq if he's on the table.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with Shaq.
No.
I like that Prince song.
It's great, huh?
That was great.
Really good.
No, I do like that. I haven't heard that. My vote's going to Prince, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my vote's going to Prince, too. Usually my vote's always going to Prince, but I still love La Freak. I love that tune. That's one of the best disco tunes of all time.
That was good, too.
It's like, oh, freak out. La Freak. Oh, they say their name. Le Chic.
They do. Yeah.
So it is Chic.
Yeah.
Boy, dummy. What a dummy. Here I am wondering what it is, and he says it actually in the song.
It does.
Oh, freak out.
One of the best bass lines ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. What's that guy's name?
Bernard Edwards.
Bernard Edwards. Oh, wow. Yeah, slapping the bass.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. Please, please, sir, may I have more bass? That's like a little Paul Oliver. Rudd. That's like, yeah. That's yeah.
The English kid's back.
The English kid. So was it, what day, I'm going to be, I'll be Scrooge, are you ready? Hey you there, down on the corner of WMFO Studios, what day is it, boy?
Today, sir, is Christmas Day.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That was good.
All right.
It's going to be a little cocky.
George's good with the accent.
George is pretty good with the accent there. All right, let's see how Kyle does it. Ready? George, why don't you be Scrooge and then Kyle will do it for you. He'll be the boy.
You there, boy. What day is this?
It's Christmas Day, sir.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah. Not a bad Scrooge either, George. Not a bad Scrooge.
That was, yeah.
I like Scrooge. To put the screw back in Scrooge, you know what I mean? Like to just be like mean.
Yeah.
Like a Grinch.
Like, you gotta be like I picture him like harumphing, like a Scrooge that's just like miserable, like Nick Nolte in Affliction. You ever see that movie?
Great
movie.
No, I can't. Oh, you gotta see that. Yeah.
Oh, it's great. It's Nick Nolte and James Roberts. Robards. No, it's... No, who the hell is it?
It's not Jason Robards.
It's not Jason Robards. It's James... he's been around. He was in the Dirty Dozen.
Why can't I think of
his name? Anyway, it's good. The mind goes when you turn 53. Affliction. Great movie. It was... I want to say it was Jason Robards. No. Affliction has Nick Nolte and who? This is what we like to do Friday Night Fights. We like to educate as well as entertain.
We're going to find out.
He's in Maverick. He's the Commodore. What's his name?
Yeah.
Oh, Coburn.
James Coburn.
There you go.
Of course.
Close.
James Coburn. Alive or dead?
Dead. He's got to be dead.
He's got to be dead, right? He smoked a lot of stogies. James Coburn. He died at the age of 74. Yeah.
Not old.
I think he died right after Affliction, maybe.
I think
he did in 2000. And,
yeah, I remember that.
He received an Emmy Award and he also won an Academy Award for a supporting role in Affliction. Got to go see that movie. Pretty good. It's about a father becoming a son.
Huh.
No, it's about a son becoming a father.
Yeah.
Reverse that. It's like the Wonka reverse.
Strike that.
Right there. Strike that. Reverse it. So, Le Dance Tunes, we have three Prince. We agreed on Meatloaf and Cher. We all agreed on Prince there, too. I think we're going to get through all these. We got round 8. We got round 9. We got round 10. We got the heavyweight fight. I think we can do them. We got the Ding Dong Round.
Ding Dong Round.
Which is coming up. And we got Autumn's Last Stand. It is actually Autumn. For those of you who don't know out there, autumn goes until December 20th. So it is getting a little cold out there. So we have Autumn's Last Stand. We have Roger Williams versus the Moody Blues. We have a wild card, which is songs with wild in the title. We have the Troggs versus the Doors. And then the heavyweight tonight, the heavyweight fight this week is based on Friday the 13th, about being lucky or unlucky. It's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers versus Daft Punk.
Good one.
So we will go on to the Ding Dong Round. I think you guys are going to recognize the Ding Dong Round. Anybody see Wicked? You guys
haven't
seen Wicked?
I haven't yet.
Yeah. I don't, you know, it's funny because I don't understand how this Wicked became so big. Like,
right,
it was so a popular Broadway musical.
It's a musical, right? It's a. Mm-hmm.
But all the little girls saw it, right?
They love it.
I saw it in New York City. I saw it with Terrence, actually. And it was pretty good. We went for my birthday, you know, a number of years ago. It was pretty good. But am I getting all excited about seeing the movie? No.
I don't understand why
everybody got all excited about seeing this movie. It makes no sense to me.
I don't need to see it.
Makes no sense to me. And I remember working in the pizza shop a couple of years ago. I was delivering some pizzas for my friends. And one of the kids there was a young kid. And he's like, are you going to see the Barbie movie? I'm like, I'm 50 years old. I'm a man. I'm not going to see the goddamn Barbie movie.
It's like the same
thing,
right?
Yeah. You know?
I would probably see the Barbie movie before Wicked.
Yeah. I'm like, why would I see that?
I'm not going to see either.
And I'm like, why would I see Wicked? I'm not going to go to the theater by myself and see it.
My wife doesn't want to watch it.
Wicked?
Yeah.
I'm only going to watch things with Laura.
However, I love The Wizard of Oz. I can watch that over and over.
I can actually.
See, Laura hates The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, I love The Wizard of Oz.
And I love The Wizard of Oz.
I do too.
Yeah. But I like how they're like, oh, the villain is the hero. No, it's not. I mean, it's a fun premise, but come on.
Right.
You know?
You can say
that. The villain's the hero?
That's what people are saying now with
the
Wicked.
I've seen the whole thing with the Glenn Witch manipulating Dorothy. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Wizard of Oz, great, great movie. See that for Christmas. That's a good Christmas movie. But I don't understand this thing about Wicked. So anyway, Ding Dong Round. We think Ding Dong, the Rich is Dead from the Fifth Estate versus Lloyd Williams with my pick here. I'm going to vote before I even hear it. It is Shamalama Ding Dong. Round eight.
I got to go with Lloyd Williams.
Feels so good to be back here at the Destillate Club. We'd like to do for you now a tune entitled Shamalama Ding Dong. So hit it.
All right, that's the ding dong round. So it's pretty much like the either Wizard of Oz stuff versus anti-wizard stuff. I'm going, like I said, with the Animal House one with Lloyd Williams. That's just one of my favorite party songs with Shamalama Ding Dong, and Animal House, one of my favorite comedy movies. How about you guys?
Yeah, hands down.
Hands down, 100%. Lloyd Williams. That's all the way with that one.
Yeah.
That was like the H.R. Puffin stuff version of Ding Dong, The Witch is Dead.
That was, yeah. It's a little
that
odd.
Was different.
It was a hit, though. It actually hit the top 40.
Really?
And yeah. It's called The Fifth Estate. And it actually it reached like number 20 or 30 in the top 40.
What is
with
it?
Ding Dong, The Witch is Dead. Yeah, it's weird.
Say, maybe the
but
1940s.
Yeah, of course. Like right during Vietnam, and everybody was just on drugs, and they just loved the escapism, you know, stuff.
Yeah,
so,
true.
And at the time too, The Wizard of Oz used to only be it would be re-released like every few years in the theaters, but it was a big deal when it was on like Thanksgiving, and they would get like ABC would get the rights to it,
mm-hmm.
and I remember watching it every Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Wow.
And that's probably one of the reasons why, you know, the song came up too and became a hit, because it was a big deal when it showed up and they'd advertise it on TV like Wizard of Oz coming in November, and it would be like April. Mm-hmm. You know, they'd be advertising it all year. So yeah, we got a three for that one. So
Across
Fifth Estate versus Lloyd Williams. Ding Dong, The Witch is Dead. We got one for Ding Dong, The Witch is Dead for the Fifth Estate on the chat here. So it's not over yet, the Ding Dong round. We're going to keep that open. Chic. Oh, Le Freak, Chic. I'm going to have to say Le Freak first before I say Chic. Le Freak, Chic. Please, sir, play more Prince. Please, sir. It's Christmas Day, please, sire. What do you guys like having for Christmas Day, like in the morning? Like, what's a good thing?
Food-wise?
Maybe a drink first, little...
Mimosa?
You know what's
Oh, mimosa.
Yeah.
Please, sir, may I have another mimosa?
I'll tell you what our Christmas tradition
is. Please, Ebenezer, more mimosa.
It's a slice of pumpernickel bread with cream cheese.
Please,
it's
sir.
It's the best.
May I have a pumpernickel slice?
May I have a slice?
With a slice of the... cream, what you call clotted cream cheese. Yeah, good stuff.
No, that is a good tradition.
I like a nice coffee. A little French roast.
It's a light breakfast because there's a big Christmas dinner coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I got into over on Christmas Eve? Sometimes I'll do a little chicken noodle soup Christmas Eve.
I like that. I like
with
a
nice
soup
fresh
idea.
Fresh bread. Yeah, which is good.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Maybe toss a thing of meatballs in there somewhere.
Yeah, we eat
on the
Italian
table.
Food on Christmas Eve. Yeah.
That's true. A nice crock pot of stuff on the table.
Do you guys like the Seven Fishes?
The Feast of Seven Fishes.
I'm a big fan of at least four of the Seven Fishes.
Okay.
Not all seven.
Yeah, me either.
A couple of them are rotten.
Yeah.
We get a little stinky like meatloaf.
Yeah. You like the calamad?
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff. Yeah. But, I'm looking forward to Christmas.
Me too.
I was going to say Thanksgiving. Everything's going by so fast.
It is going by fast.
Fast year for 2024.
Yeah, it was.
Not a bad year, but a fast year.
Definitely.
At least for me personally. I think not a bad
year. No, I think it went by fast too.
Yeah. We got a phone call. We're going to go to Autumn's Last Stand. Autumn's Last Stand. It is Roger Williams versus the Moody Blues. Autumn is here with us for a few more weeks. Here is the Moody Blues with Forever Autumn for round 9.
Darker days are drawing near. The winter winds will be much colder now you're not here.
watch the birds fly south across the autumn sky. And one by one they disappear. I wish that I was flying with them. Now you're not here. Like the song through the trees, you came to love me. Like a leaf on a breeze, you blew. Autumn's golden gown, we used to kick our way. You always love this time of year. Those fallen leaves lie undisturbed now, 'cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not. Gentle rain falls softly on my weary eyes, as if to hide a lonely tear. My life will be forever autumn, 'cause you're not here. 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 'Cause you're not here.
Number nine, number nine, number nine.
You're in the middle of round nine. It is Autumn's Last Stand. Here's Roger Williams with Autumn Leaves. Last Stand.
Lovely.
That's Roger Williams.
Beautiful.
With Autumn Leaves. This was a hit in 1955, a big hit.
I can see that.
For Roger Williams. And of course, the Moody Blues with Forever Autumn. Cause you're not here. That's all I remember.
That, me too,
one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Cause you're not here. I like the Moody Blues, but not so much that one. I'm going Roger Williams on this one. Listen to that piano.
Is this Roger Williams?
This is Roger Williams.
I like this.
Yeah. And it's almost piano, almost like a little Western, you know?
It is.
What's the difference between piano or piano? Remember The Simpsons? I said play piano, not piano, piano. And then Bart plays Tinkles the Keys.
Bang out a little.
That's right.
Yep.
Tinkle the Keys.
Oh, yeah, this is lovely. Everybody's like, I want to listen to it. You guys are talking over it. Well, too bad. It's my show. I'll do whatever I want. It's Friday Night Fights. I'll fight you. We got 14 minutes left, and we got two rounds left. I want to make sure we get through it. But, yeah, I'm Roger Williams on this one. I think...
I was going to go with the Moody Blues on this one.
It is good. It is good.
It was good.
Yeah.
I appreciated that song.
Because you're not here. Please, sir, come downstairs.
It's Christmas Day,
it's
sir.
It's Christmas Day. Hello.
And you're not here.
And you're not here, sir. Ebenezer, won't you come to the fireplace? I would enjoy Christmas more, but you're not here.
With the piano in the background.
That's dramatic.
Fantastic.
That's awesome. It's good. I mean, come on. It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Robert, Moody Blues, good too. What do you think, George?
I vote.
What are you going with?
He's going to do the divide here. You could do a tie.
Can I vote for the 45 seconds of silence?
Yeah.
You got to go 45 seconds of silence.
Okay.
Yeah. That's because Daryl called. We did have a couple of calls.
Daryl, yeah.
However, Mike 1 is not working. That's why. So I can hear him, but I could not answer him. So Mike 1 is down here. And I had forgotten I had changed over to Mike 2 here at the beginning of the show.
I'll give you
a real Daryl said hello, and we sound great. And we also had another call for Prince, and they said we sound great too. Sounded excellent. But they're not here.
I guess I'll go with Moody Blues after
that,
after
right?
The big laughs.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I think that... All right, I'll go Moody Blues too then. The hell with Roger Williams.
Yeah.
I wonder if he was brother to Lloyd Williams from Shamalama Ding Dong fame.
Should we get
that's what
back
I was
to
thinking.
Williams? The Williams brothers. Back to back Williams brothers. Now, I'm going to stick with Roger Williams for that one. I love the Moody Blues, but I'm going to stick with Roger Williams. So we got two for Moody Blues, one Roger Williams. We'll see the DJ chat if anybody wants to vote. Nice. We got about 12 minutes, and this next round is about 2.5 minutes each. It's the Trogs versus the Doors.
We can get through it.
And then the heavyweight fight is going to be Tom Petty versus Daft Punk. What we're going to do during the heavyweight fight is we'll make our choices before we do the round.
Mm.
And we'll play it out to Edward, who comes in here at 8. So I'm going to play this next one. It's Wild Card. Round 10, it is the Trogs, you guys will recognize this one, and the Doors, you guys will probably recognize that one too. It is A Wild Child versus A Wild Thing. Which one do you like better? It is the wild card round here. It's WMFO in Medford, Friday Night Fights here till 8.
Thing, I think I love you, but I wanna know for sure. So come on and hold me tight. I love you. Thank you. show. So come on and hold me tight. You move me.
Wild card round 10, The Doors versus Troggs. Just great.
Remember when we went to Africa?
I do. I do remember. Please, sir. Please, let's go to Africa. After it's Christmas. It's Christmas Day, sir. Where would you like to go first? To Fezziwigs? Africa, boy. Imagine going to Africa
that would
with
be
Scrooge.
Crazy, right?
Scrooge would probably be a good guy to travel with. He'd know his stuff.
He's got money, too.
Oh, he's got mad money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Love Scrooge.
Me, too.
I identify more with Scrooge every year.
I love Christmas Carol. My favorite movie is the one. It's a Wonderful Life for Christmas.
That
movies.
Is a good one.
It's great, but the story is Christmas Carol.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
The story is Christmas Carol. I'm gonna go see that Christmas Carol play in a couple of weeks.
Seeing that.
Yeah, and I guess they incorporate some music in it. It's gonna be pretty good down on the North Shore.
Okay.
And Beverly.
Nice.
I'm going to go to that.
That sounds fun.
Like right before Christmas. Sounds fun. So let me just do a quick wrap up here. I'm Calling the Police, Canary in a Coal Mine 1, Days of the Week, Bay City Rollers Saturday Night 1, What a Bitch, Cartman 1, Mashup Round, Beatles and Zeppelin 1, Parody Round, The Super Secret Project beat out Dirty Deeds Done with Sheep, Meat Loaf and Cher won over Eminem and Rihanna, Prince won over Schlefrik Sheik, Prince won over Chic and Ding Dong Round. Lloyd Williams wins with Shamalama Ding Dong. Autumn's Last Stand, we're giving it to the Moody Blues. The Moody Blues beat Roger Williams. And the wild card round, I got to go. As much as I love the Doors, I got to go Troggs, too.
Same. I'm going Troggs.
Yep. Yeah. Three sweep. Three on. All right. So we're going to call round 10 and sake of time with the Troggs. And this is what I'm going to do with the heavyweight fight. I'm going to let you guys pick who the winner is because I think you know both songs. Heavyweight fight, it is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with You Got Lucky versus Daft Punk with Get Lucky. You guys get to choose which song to go out on.
Ooh, tough choice. I like both.
They're both good.
I'm in more of a Tom Petty mood right now.
I was thinking that too, actually.
I love Get Lucky.
I love Get Lucky too. We might even get a little taste of it at the end because Tom Petty's about 3 minutes. We might get a little taste of Get
Lucky.
Start
with Tom Petty.
Do the Tom Petty, yeah.
All right, I love Daft Punk too, but I would choose Tom Petty over this one too. So happy Friday the 13th, and thanks to George and Kyle for coming in here.
Thanks for having me.
Any shout out you guys want to do real quick? Say hi to Maddie.
I just want to say Merry Christmas to
everybody.
Merry
Christmas to all.
Everyone be safe.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody.
That was great.
It's early. Edward's coming in here for 8 o'clock, and thanks for coming in. We're going to leave you with the Friday Night Fights with You Got Lucky by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. I'll be here with Derek and a number of people next week as our judges for our Christmas battle. Christmas battles next week. Looking forward to that. See you, by time travelers. See you next week.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
One.